By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا. Those, the true servants of Allah, are those who spend their nights prostrating and in qiyam, worshipping their Lord. That's how they spend their nights. They spend their nights in sajda and in qiyam, in prostration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and standing in the worship of Allah Almighty. Now, this is what they do in solitude at night. And it's a beautiful quote. Somebody once said that a person's true reality comes out when he's alone. Otherwise, it's easy to act a certain way in front of people. It's easy to act pious in front of people. But what a person's reality is, what a person is actually like inside, this expresses itself truly and in reality when that person is alone. A person's true character comes to the fore when he's alone. So this is a question to me and you and all the viewers of Madini Channel, that what are we like when we're alone? When nobody's watching us, when the room's closed, what are we doing? What activities are we doing? Those are the activities which represent who we really are. Those are the activities that actually give a true representation of our real self. So those activities are good. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, we should thank Allah Almighty. But if we do good outside, and we express ourselves, we portray ourselves to be good in front of other people, but behind closed doors, we change and we fall into temptation, we fall into certain sins, which people do behind closed doors, then we need to realize and we need to start to reflect upon what our true soul really is, what our true inside really is. And do we really want that to be a true representation of ourselves? Because at the end of the day, we might be hidden away from everybody else, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching.
And that's where we truly ourselves also understand, don't we, that sometimes people think, so a lot of people obviously think, oh, we're good. But what we need to understand is, what makes you think you're good? We need to understand what good really is, what bad really is.
Yes.
And we need to really understand that not praying your salah is bad. Not giving your zakat is bad. Not fasting during the month of Ramadan is bad. Some people think, no, I'm a good person. Why? Just because you may be kind. But then again, even in terms of being kind, what's your reasons for being kind? Who are you being kind towards? What are your reasons for being kind? Is it only to save face in the community in front of others? So we really need to understand what good and bad is. You know, we need to get a true understanding of what good and bad really is. Those things which are considered good in religion are good. Those things which are considered bad in religion are bad. Whether or not they're considered good or bad in society is a totally separate matter. But we take our rulings, you know, it's all from our deen, isn't it? It is all from our religion, and this is what we must understand. A lot of people think, oh no, yeah, I'm good. But we really need to understand, you know, what is good.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.